coming out later. Let's start. But basically, we're in the middle of Goyle. I hope you guys are very lucky because there's very few guys in. There's a lot of cake. So
basically,
here. And the reason we left off last time with the We said the Maisim Arachas last time, the Gabi things that you are the debtor to assemble and disassemble, right?
Maisim Shahar,
they're
shot. Maisim Shahar, they're shot. Menachem, I thought to slap in his glasses, his arm snapped off.
Serious? Snapped, broken half
again. What?
What's the new word I'm going to say?
I didn't hear again.
We had a Maisim Shahar in Yeshiva. Somebody slept on their glasses, and the Maisim, the thing that over here snapped off. Do the glasses become mukhtar or not? What's going on in China?
It was broken.
Nothing is mukhtar. Because there's no chashash that a guy will do anything. The whole chashash of mukhtar is, right, Danny? You might come and fix it. Okay, you're not going to come and fix it. Why not? Because you can't. The dentition is closed.
Let's say something's useless on Shabbos.
I told him I have to take the screw and drop it in the toilet.
Something
with the
glass. No, with his teeth.
Why did I do that?
You said...
You told me it snapped.
Yeah, it came off.
But the screw was there.
I think the screw was still inside.
Oh, you didn't say that. So my side. The screw was still there. No, what do you say? The screw's in the glasses. No, the glasses are muxa. No.
I'm stomach, yeah.
No.
Not muxa. But the screw's there.
You could
take a screwdriver, take out and break in the glasses.
You're my time!
Okay. If the lens broke, the glass would be broken. But the fact that the lens are still there, you can still use them to see.
No!
You make sure that
we... The Shulchan Aruch says if you had a kira, what's a kira? Kira's an oven of a Deutsch. And the right of the leg falls off of the oven. What's the other of the oven? It's mukhtar!
What do you mean? I can open the door and I can put the food in!
Very nice! I'm gonna make sure the leg's broken! I might go fix the leg! Right? The mailer, it's a problem. Okay. That's the case. Right? So again, you're both side. Hello, the mukhtar! If something is broken that it can be fixed, it is mukhtar! Is this understood?
So he can't wear his glasses.
So he can't wear his glasses, but comes over my steamburger and says, no, I heard from that crazy guy. What do? You take the screw with your mouth, because it's mukhtar, so you've got to do it with the shinui, and you drop it down the toilet. Now he can no longer get to the screw, but then he can no longer go along and fix his glasses. No! Now he can go and wear the glasses.
But a person wouldn't go out of their way.
Out of his way to do aloha. Oh, everybody. Let me get back.
Oh, I'm saying like if someone has a button
missing on
the
back,
it's mukhtar.
A button. It's a shine, it's a mukhtar. Let me get back. Now, we left off last time with Rabbi said with the aloha of Nego and clicks. Lego and clicks, Rabbi said. You know, the only remembers. Again, I was supposed to be there today, but unfortunately.
Oh, God.
My son decided that it was clicks. Now, listen, we said that Yisoid last time is a tremendous Yisoid. And Yisoid is a prima godin. Says the prima godin that if you have something that's so normal to open and close, and it's the derech of the shemus, this is how you use it. Then what? The lach is? It's mutter. Yes. Now, my voice is out of kashim with the oil. I'm giving a shit tonight that I'm just in. I'm very scared about it. These guys are going to attack me. But I want to tell the oil over here, I'll give it a practice over here.
I thought last week was the last year.
Was that?
Last week.
Yeah, no, they let me back. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Now we get back to it. Let's go with the Lego, right? Now, zoom many, many paiskim. What is the pshat in Lego? The pshat in Lego, the whole game is to make, to unmake. To eat, to make, and to unmake. Zoom, 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 zoom. You know what he told me? He said, excuse me. He said like this. What happens if you buy a thing of Lego, and you make yourself a nice house, and then it's stuck? Forever. This is broken. If you would be, it would be broken. That means what? I want it to be made to open, close, open and close. That means the derech of the whole ma'ala of the game is to open and close. If that's the case, so many poskim, many poskim, that the maisi can be made for and you can play Lego. Because it's not called boiler. That's not called boiler. Comes on with Shlomo Zalman, what? Lego! So with Shlomo Zalman, what do you mean? What do you call this game? Bone to build a house. Build me a car. Build me a house. What's that?
It's called building blocks.
Building blocks! No! No, what are you talking about? Lego is to build.
Depends on your age.
He's an age. Oh, wait a minute. The first time, the Meister, Rabbi Falk from Gateshead.
Oh.
I didn't know this was a cult from Gateshead.
Yes, sir.
You know what Gateshead?
No.
An old rabbit.
One of the big posts in England.
Yeah, the guy who matters smacking
Yonsei.
I don't
care.
He's talking Yonsei.
He says there's no problem whatsoever with playing Lego.
I promise you he doesn't say problem.
Could be right. That's not bone. That's not building. However, you've got another problem. The only remembrance we did persevere. The only remembrance we discussed when you write, when you draw a picture on a piece of paper, we kill you because you did cursing. If somebody builds a house, so what did they make? They made a picture. They did cursing. They wrote a house.
I don't know
what I'm talking about. You don't like it?
Yeah,
we know. I just have a piece of paper, and I'm going to draw a house. Am I Chaim Skeeter, or am I not Chaim
Skeeter? Are you allowed to fold the paper on Shabbos to make it into airplane?
No, we don't. Anyone remembers?
I say
no.
I say yes.
Why?
Because
you're
not using it the whole year. You're
going to
mess it up in the second year.
I'll build
a
house and I'll knock it down.
Water?
I'll build a house and knock it down. What? Come on!
No,
if the devil, this thing is to keep it there, I don't
the
care what you
paper
want. The devil of a paper airplane is to make a paper airplane. Now, it could happen to be that in a couple of days I'll build a garbage.
But you will use it.
Therefore, it's fulfilled its function in this world. And therefore, just like you can't take a paper airplane and make it a paper airplane, you're making a picture. He says, what has that offer? If you build an aeroplane, or a car, or a train, or a house out of Lego, and you use the house, that's not going to say, that's not good writing. What's a picture? A picture you write, and you draw something, and you admire this beautiful piece of paper. But when you, if you use it, it's up there, then it's water. The man of our voice, I'm going to get
ahead of the puzzles, you know.
He holds up puzzles as cursive as something else that we're not discussing another time, we're not discussing right now. That's nothing to do with Boyne. The psak, like Rabbi Boyne wanted to tell, like we wanted to say last time, is that if little kids are playing with the Lego, there's a father, you can leave them, let them play with the Lego, that's alright. But adults, there is a mokum to be machmir. If you see a guy doing it, you don't have to throw it out the building. What? When you're playing it with your kids, there's a mockery you should try to be machmir. But again, if you can't, you can't be doing a place to be machmir. Okay, next. Food, I might say. Food! Is there boner by food or is there not boner by food?
You're allowed to play around with food.
Are you allowed to play around with food?
You're allowed to make a picture out of ketchup.
Make a picture of Mickey Mouse. I'm thinking,
second, and then you can eat it with your hair.
For that second?
No!
I want to make shapes out of peas.
What's the kind of painting that you admire?
You want to take peas, peel, and like put it in.
Make a picture? On the dish.
Yes!
Sour sticks.
No!
That's a problem. That's mutter!
Why is it more big?
Because the letters are already made!
Because the letters are
made! You're writing a picture! You're making a picture out of it!
Right.
So you're not supposed to be using it. It's the same thing if I catch it, making a design.
And then you make a design. Once you make a design, it's awesome,
you
place it.
So you are,
When you have alphabet letters to hang on A, B, C, D, and you put it on the table,
Scrabble.
Smutter, why? I couldn't do anything. The letter was there before, I have this
you're
money
together.
No, I'm not doing anything. Don't be so
mad.
Now, when I saw, when you have
pieces...
Okay,
stop the theory. You're just making it design.
Because it wasn't in design before.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, Matt.
Are you going to squeeze it out into
a shape of what? A circle, yes. Square, yes. Mickey Mouse?
Awesome.
Well, Mickey Mouse wants a circle.
No, Mickey Mouse is not much of a circle.
If I go circle, circle,
millions
circle.
In the middle.
Oh, you're talking about it.
No,
right, I'm sorry.
You got the circle, here, circle eyes.
Tarnished.
And you got half the circle mouth.
No.
Circle nose.
Hey, tell me, Matt. I have a friend called Chaim. I have a friend called Chaim who says it. You know his name? Chaim. He says I'm right. You can go right and say that I'm wrong. I'm asking. How? Let me get back to it. So again, that was Casey. But at least that was Casey. I thought he was holding it. I thought holding it. Let me get back to it. They're holding by the food master, my boy. The food master. What's with the food?
The Gemara in Shabbos.
Sorry, hey, over there. Says the Gemara to make cheese on Shabbos is Chayiv Misa.
What?
Huh? Making cheese? My boy said, don't you imagine you make cheese? You don't make cheese. You churn it. You take the cheese. Oh, you churn it around. And you put it into like a mold. And it sticks over there. All the kernels go together. And it becomes Ein Guf. Ein Guf. That means one thing. Okay.
Boiled milk.
It gets molded in the mold. Zund Chaye Odom. The Hebrew Chaye Odom comes along. And says, not only is it the halacha with cheese, but it's who has it, the people who cook this. Any single food that a person wants to put together in a nice form, with the chaya odom, he's over, on boy there. And I give you an example of the first kid. I give you an example. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosop. Look at the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosop, Zayitai Kashifa from England. Many, many points give. We take a scoop. Anyone knows what a scooper is?
Yeah, ice cream scooper.
Let's take ice cream for a minute. Let's look at the egg, with the liver, and all
liver.
And you get out a whole pot of the you know the eggs and all the liver over there, the whole mess.
Rabbi, you're making me hungry.
We've got food coming in a minute. Food. And the right thing, you take the scoop and you put it in that zoi. Scoop the shmirish tabas gels or so. You're going to find it. Why? Because you have built the particles of the egg into one tower, into one donut. Why? Again? Now, the Maisa, I spoke this over to Rabbi Falk from England. I wanted a cooler. I spoke this over to Rabbi Shul Obam Shlita, and they both told me.
Which rabbi was just here, by the way, from England?
I don't know.
Green Rabbi.
Yeah. Right. They told me it's mutter. No, Mr. Rice, using a scoop on Shabbos. Why is he going to ask you to say,
I don't know.
To use a scoop, it's a mutter answer. No, go.
You can't smooth it.
Now, imagine they wanted to tie you that smutter. You know why? Because when you're using this scoop, the scoop at the lid of the egg, why are you doing it? Because you want a nice binion? No. Because you want a scoop. It's an easy way to get a nice scoop on the plate. That's not called boiling. Boiling means to take something that you've had, the kavanah, and to put it together. But over here, I didn't do that. The mayor, that's not boiling. Rabbeinu, let's go back. Is there bone by human beings? If we take parts of a human being, Rabbeinu say, put them together, is there bone? What's the shower? Hey, what was the reason why Esther had 127 provinces? Because Sarah lived 127 years. Very nice. Says the Kaddisha, what's that? Oh! The Kaddisha Abim! Beautiful, you have the Kaddisha Abim! If you look at each year like a kingdom of Isaiah, then you'll never waste your time. Right, so far, man.
Exactly.
And let's take a board. Let me get MS. You look at each year as a whole kingdom. Each month is a whole town. Each day is a whole city. And you can accomplish so much. Let me get back to what I'm saying. Okay, let's start with the human beings. Let's start. Bone air by human beings or no bone air by human beings?
No. That's the weirdest thing in the world.
What's that?
By
the
way,
I tell you something. The mission of Bura.
Oh, like a pyramid.
What?
Him.
A mile after you might have put on a fake foot on Shabbos.
Fake foot? Shem the Shire. No, what I am saying, a new born of a human being.
That's
and Mishnah Brura says, you have a baby. Isn't this about Shem? I show you. There's a baby that comes out. What am I saying? Newly born baby that comes out. And the spine is slightly oof. One of the sections of the spine is slightly oof. And you want to go along and give it a kick, bang, and all thing comes beautiful. It's great. Mutter
what
us.
What's that? What's
that?
Says it's a problem about it, the mixing about it, it's a good building.
What?
Building! You're building a spine.
Ah, you're not.
Okay, so it's trying to get the mission board. Okay, let me go.
Yeah, I don't care. I really don't think so.
Vinny Araya!
I'll do it.
I'll say that as long as I'm not sure I can. Now, the sign of it is, the Olam knows that when Chava was brought to Adam her mission, no, Rabbi Sai, How did she look when she was brought to Adam HaMishon? Zug the Medrash!
You bring it up.
No, Mr. The Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Chava before he presented her to Adam HaMishon. And he adorned her with 40 adornments. And the sun and the moon were playing music. And all the malachim were dancing. And the shmokh made a chuppah. And there was a gansah chaffah. And all of that. Mayalik! Of a zook there. And the gemara is reversed. That a kodesh baruch hu braided her hair. Rabbi Simcha! A kodesh baruch hu braided her hair before he took her to other divisions. Right? Rabbi Simcha.
Who's that?
Hello?
Chava.
Braiding the hair. Braiding. The English, they know what I'm talking about. No, plaiting the hair. No, you plait the hair.
What a word.
So, Dikimola. From here we see.
That
if you have a hair and you make a braid or a plait Rabbi Sai, you're high in the shambinus. Listen to Rabbi Sai. Bunny Rabbi Sai. You hear? Hello, Mr. Deutsch. You hear?
Yes,
hello, anyone here today?
It's not kosher.
Crumbing hair be muzzled, but not with a comb, because the comb rips that hair. You're high skeeter for that. Brushing your teeth, high skeeter, to skeeter. Next. How many times do you want me to kill you on every Sunday?
I'm doing that. Some of them, not you.
Let's say the bristles are like this big black.
That could be okay. Rabbi, so let me go back to it. Gel in the hair. Rabbi, so is it mutter to put gel in the hair or not?
No.
He's saying, what's Maria? When you have a cream and the cream is stiff and you use that cream, you're high skin up.
No.
What's it called?
No.
What?
Lathering.
Right, you make it
smooth. You gotta wait here.
Wait the hair, that's okay. You don't squeeze it.
It comes
hard. No. It's hard straight away. It's hard.
No, you wait.
So look, that isn't this. What did I do? It
takes time.
I mean, it's liquid when you start off with it. No, it comes out out of a can. This is awesome. It's molid. It's called molid. Molid means you have the whipped cream things and it's liquid inside.
No.
It comes out like a big cream. It's the same idea. Inside is liquid, outside it's a solid.
No, whipped cream on chocolate?
I've finished. Molid. Molid means to create something brand new that was never there before. This was never there before. But basically, we have to finish. A couple of more minutes.
Oh, well, soap's rubby now.
I'm going to go back to the hair. No one's going inside and gel in the hair.
Yes, sir.
Let me hear. We're going to have to do
job. Gina!
First of all, John,
here I come out.
Here I come out.
It's not the hair I come out, it's the other thing.
No, John, here you're making you stand up.
Oh, the mouth is my voice. Who's been banging on the hair? No! That was too bad.
Banging on the hair?
Yes! Banging in the head!
Such a thing I've never heard.
What?
Such a thing I've never heard.
Banging in the head! Or building a hairstyle.
Rubbing back in today.
What are you doing?
Oh, Abby, run any hair into it.
What's good? Banging in the head means you're building the hair. It was all down and now you put the gel and make it all nice. I don't know.
Why don't you hear that? Brushy hair
that will be keeping up with the coat.
No, because you're straight down and then you're putting it to the side.
No, the peel. Gel keeps it there as it keeps it. That's the whole problem.
That's not true.
Once it has water, it has water that keeps it there.
We're going to one ounce of lava. Give me one ounce of lava. We're going to one ounce of lava and then the cake comes out. You know what I said? The cake's going to come out. Just 1 minute of this guy.
A male gets an erection on Shabbos. I've been in.
A male gets?
An erection on Shabbos. I've been in.
Very
straightforward.
Imagine how it's shining like this with oil. You have over here a lid of a ketchup bottle. Just one more minute, please. You have over here a ketchup bottle. Now how it works is, this is better how you use it, right?
No.
This is how you use it.
Open it up.
Nobody's opening it. Now this over here, when you get it over here, it comes with like a piece over here. You open it up, right? Then you close it like this. And then you go in there. Let me ask you a question. We said last time. And you have a salt shaker. And you have to open it up. Why? Because that's the way you use it. That's the way you do it.
It's terrible.
Oh, Shaila! Oh, I took this to rub my over. I sat down. I had it in my pocket. I thought, I'm Shaila. I took out this ketchup. Whoa, take it easy. I took out the ketchup. I said to him like this. I hold that anybody that closes the lid on Shabbos is chayav misa.
No way.
Whoa.
Rabbi, what are you saying?
Rabbi, listen to this.
Who said this?
Wow.
Now, listen to what he said.
Hey God.
Listen to what he said to me. He said to me, enough, Nami. It depends. He says, if you're American, he says, most Americans, they close it, they open it, they use it, when it's finished, it's finished. That's it, they're in the garbage. That means that when they screw this thing on, it was there, lo ilom, vol, netzach, letzach, until Moshiach comes. If you're an Israeli, and you always open it up, because, hey, gonna get the last drop, the mela, that's gonna be okay. Because why? It's a dirt, so open it up. But if you know there are people with the Heinz or with the other things, the bush life, I hold it to Issa, and he was masking to me.
He
was masking. Asa Gomor. I open it and close because you're doing something that never ever goes away. You're making connection of a Kli that will never finish. The Heinz is completely
Kli. The guy takes out the last drop and puts it back. Then he's higher.
Why?
So, how do you put back a bottle cap?
How do you walk on this burner on the side?